Hey everyone, welcome to your Harry Potter Lexicon Minutes. I'm Irvin Kateman, aka HPBoy13, a contributor to the Harry Potter Lexicon website and author of the upcoming book, The Life and Lies of Albus Percival Wulfric Brian Dumbledore. Today, I'd like to talk about a cool fan theory from back in the day that still has not been conclusively proven or disproven. After the I Am Lord Voldemort anagram twist in Chamber of Secrets, Potter fans were on high alert for any other relevant anagrams in the series. One especially popular one was Ollivander's being an anagram of both Ronald Lives and Ronald's Evil. But a theory that gained a lot of traction after Half-Blood Prince came out was the anagram of Irma Pince to I'm a Prince, as in Eileen Prince, Snape's mother. Could the unpleasant Hogwarts librarian be related to the potions master? There's no question of there being similarities between them, such as a pervading dislike of children. But more importantly, the one time Madame Pince is described in detail, we get the following. Quote, Madame Pince appeared around the corner, her sunken cheeks, her skin like parchment, and her long hooked nose illuminated unflatteringly by the lamp she was carrying. End quote. A long hooked nose certainly reminds us of a certain someone. Furthermore, the context of this description was significant. It's in chapter 15 of Half-Blood Prince, right before Madame Pince sees the Half-Blood Prince's copy of Advanced Potion Making and has an apoplectic fit. If this was Eileen Prince, she just recognized her own potions textbook with her teenage son's writing in it. The loony cries about it being despoiled and desecrated may have been a front for her being agitated for totally different reasons. And it would be just like Joe to drop that Snape-like visual description right before a tantrum about Snape's book as a clue. Lastly, and this opens up a fascinating can of worms, but Eileen Prince was likely a contemporary of Tom Riddle's at school. We know the potions textbook is 50 years old. Tom Riddle was at school 53 years before the trio. The timeline lines up that Eileen would have been at Hogwarts with Tom Riddle, perhaps a few years his junior. And if she was in Slytherin like her son, she may even have been privy to Tom Riddle's name change and been inspired by the format. As for the million-gallon question of why, perhaps Eileen Prince was originally intended to be the one who revealed the prince's tale to Harry in Book 7, instead of Harry fumbling with the memories leaking out of a dying Snape. Maybe Jo decided against it because she already had a lot of exposition coming from family members of the deceased, the Grey Lady and Aberforth Dumbledore. This would have been overkill. We don't know for certain, but all these years later, the Irma Pince-Eileen Prince theory still has not been disproven, so I choose to keep believing they're the same person until Jo tweets otherwise. That's it for this Harry Potter Lexicon Minute, sponsored by Magic Alley. If you love Potter memorabilia, and who doesn't, you can get your wands, scarves, sweets, jewelry, and more by operating over to www.magicalley.co.uk. There you can shop to your heart's content. That's Magic Alley with an EY at the end. And if you can't get enough Harry Potter canon facts, head on over to the Harry Potter Lexicon website at www.hp-lexicon.org. That's it for this time. Operating out.